Now, more of Patricia Raskin, Positive Living, on News Talk 630, WPRO, and 99.7 FM. To speak with Patricia and her guest, call 438-WPRO or toll free at 1-800-321-WPRO. Now, here's Patricia Raskin.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome back. Welcome back. I have an amazing guest for you, so listen up, folks. This is a real treat. We're talking today about something called tapping, which is EFT, and we'll explain that. My guest is Nick Ortner. He's the creator and executive producer of the hit documentary film, The Tapping Solution. Nick also produces the annual worldwide event online, the Tapping World Summit, which has been attended by over 500,000 people. Nick Ortner is a dynamic speaker. He presents his breakthrough live tapping sessions around the world. He lives in Newtown, Connecticut, not so far away. And I want to tell you what Wayne Dyer has said about Nick Ortner. Wayne Dyer says, "I have worked with Nick and have had great results with tapping in my own life." Welcome, Nick Ortner.
Patricia, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have you. Now, tapping is known as EFT. Explain what that is and why it works. Because it's kind of a mystery technique.
It is, and it's a little strange when you first hear about it. I mean, I still laugh at myself on a daily basis saying, I'm doing what exactly? I'm tapping on these endpoints of meridians on my body. Yeah, we call it EFT is the form of tapping that I do, emotional freedom techniques. And tapping is the general name for the technique in the same way that you might say there's meditation and there's kinds of meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it tapping because we are literally tapping on endpoints of meridians of our body while saying certain statements.
All right, what is a meridian, Nick, for people who don't
meridians
know?
It's from the Eastern basis, acupuncture, acupressure. There are these endpoints that have been studied for literally thousands of years, and just now, from the Western perspective, we're getting the research in that is showing exactly what's going on. And what the latest research is showing is that when we tap on these endpoints of these meridians, these energy pathways in our body, we're actually sending a calming signal to the amygdala in the brain. The amygdala is that very ancient fight-or-flight response center in the brain. It's the stress center. It's the part of us that when we are stressed, overwhelmed, worried about things, that's what fires up. That's what lights up.
Mm-hmm.
We do the tapping while focusing on whatever stressing us out, whatever challenge we have. We send the calming signal to the amygdala and, in essence, reprogram the way the brain works, the way it reacts to situations, and lower the stress in dramatic ways.
And it's something we can do. It's just we tap on different points, whether it's our wrist, our arm, our shoulder. We just tap on very specific points, correct, when we're in certain stressful situations.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same sequence of points that we do every time. It's really easy to learn. You know, at first you've got to figure out, okay, what are the points? But once you know them, whatever stressful situation is going on, if you're feeling pain in your body, if you're overwhelmed by something, if you're stuck in traffic and you're getting stressed out, you go through the same tapping sequence.
All right. And why does this work?
Well, you know, the discussion for a long time has been about the energy system and the meridians and balancing the energy system. And there might certainly be a lot to that, but we don't have the Western research on that. Again, I think the big component that's coming into play right now is in balancing that amygdala, is in calming that stress response. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead.
Are the points similar to points you'd use in acupuncture, acupressure, massage?
Yeah, they have the same basis. Now, acupuncture has literally thousands of endpoints. Here we're focusing on the main endpoints of the meridians. That's why we're only hitting 9 of them at a time and makes it much simpler than having to study acupuncture for years.
All right, so if someone, let's talk about typical issues.
Yeah.
Someone has a headache, for example, or they want to lose weight, or they feel depressed, or they're stressed because something just happened to them. How would they use this technique?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, with a headache, for example, and with any pain in the body, it is literally as simple as focusing on the pain, identifying what's going on. So this actually just happened the other day with my wife. She had a migraine headache, and I was in the city. I wasn't home, and she called me on the phone. Her head was bothering her. It hurt a lot, and we did the tapping together and basically focusing on the issue. So should we go through an actual sequence?
Sure.
Okay. So you focus on the issue, whatever it is. In her case, it was the headache. It was the migraine. If someone else might be back pain. Someone else might be stressed about something they experienced the other day.
Or worry.
Or worry, exactly. And we give it a number on a 0 to 10 scale. That way we know exactly where we are and can chart our progress. And then we do the tapping. And we start by tapping on the side of the hand. It's called the karate chop point. It's below the pinky on the outside of the hand. You can use one hand to tap on the other. Either hand, doesn't matter which. And you say a simple phrase while you tap continuously. In the migraine headache case, it was, even though I have this headache, I deeply and completely accept myself.
All right, and I'm doing this tapping here on the webcam if people log on to WPRO, 630WPRO.com. So again, it's on the, explain where it is again.
Yeah, it's outside of the hand, below the pinky,
right.
Sort of the meaty part of the hand. We call it the karate chop point because
right.
If a karate master was using it, that's what they would use to strike a piece of wood.
All right, and I'm tapping there.
Okay, and then, and we do that statement two more times. Even though, and you fill in the blank with your issue, even though I'm angry, I'm stressed, I'm anxious, I have this pain, I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay.
And we do it one more time. Even though I have this problem, I deeply and completely accept myself.
Okay.
And then we tap through the points. And the first point is the eyebrow point. It's on the inside of the eyebrow, right where the hair ends and it meets the nose. You can tap on one side or the other side, or both sides. The meridians run down both sides of the body. And just tap gently 5 to 7 times with two fingers. You don't have to count it exactly. And just say this problem.
So you say the same thing again?
Yeah, you're just, this is what we call the reminder phrase. So you're just bringing up, you're, the idea here
so
is
So even
really
though keep, I am worried, or even though I'm anxious, or even though I'm feeling sad.
Yeah.
Then you say, and what's the rest?
I deeply and completely accept myself on the karate chop point, and then you tap through the points, just bringing up the issue again.
Okay. So now you, I'm doing this on the eyes, as you mentioned.
Yeah, inside of the eyebrow, right where the hair ends and it meets the nose.
Right.
And then we go to the side of the eye. It's not at the temple. It's right next to the eye, right on the bone, and again, one side or both sides.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then you can just say this problem, and then under the eye, again, one side or both sides, right on the bone. Under the nose, under the mouth. This is above the chin, below the lip, right in that little crease in there, right in the bone. And again, you can repeat this problem or this pain or this worry. And there's 3 points left for the collarbone point. Just feel for the 2 little bones of the collarbone. And you go down an inch and out to each side about an inch. I like to tap with all 10 fingers of both hands.
And you're saying the same thing, Nick, that you said in the beginning.
Yeah, you're saying the problem, you're saying the worry. You can even, you know, the language is less important than the focus. So you can even say, my back is really hurting me. And you could say, and I'm so frustrated about it. It's really about focusing on the issue, expressing the emotion, and then doing the tapping while you're doing it.
But then the last sentence is, I accept myself as I am.
Yeah.
And what's the reason for that?
Well, I think, you know, I think it's one of the big components when we do the setup statement, even though I have this problem, I deeply and accept myself or love myself, because we often tend to reject ourselves with these problems. So we say we're angry, and instead of feeling the emotion and accepting ourselves with it, we get mad at ourselves for feeling it, or we feel guilty about experiencing a certain emotion. So this is really a different process where you're accepting yourself as you are and then releasing it.
Mm-hmm. And this is called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique. It's a powerful tool, right, that helps improve your life on multiple levels, mental, emotional, and physical. And it's amazing. I mean, it has been proven to effectively address a range of issues from anxiety to chronic pain, addiction, fear, weight control, financial abundance, stress relief. So when you do this, when do you start to see results, Nick? Do you just do this automatically for days in a row? How does it work in frequency?
Well, you know, this is what's great about the process, that you can do it for 5 or 10 minutes and feel the shift in your body. Even just, I mean, I've seen what we call one-minute miracles. With one round of tapping, people have their pain go away or an issue they were dealing with go away. So you don't have to make a huge investment. You can see, okay, something's changing. And then certainly when you see that it's working for you, you can spend more time on it to clear up more issues and use it as a daily practice, 15, 20 minutes a day, or meet with a tapping practitioner and do some more intensive work.
All right. And in the book, and I suggest, folks, that you get this beautiful new book, The Tapping Solution, A Revolutionary System for Stress-Free Living, I'm on page 21 where you have the tapping points.
Yeah.
And you just tap. It's really quite a very simple thing to do.
It is. Once you know the basics, it's so easy to do, and you can apply it to so many life situations. It's one of the things that I love about this tool. It's so self-empowering. You know, you can certainly do it with a practitioner and go deeper, but at the end of the day, you can bring it home to your car, to your office, to your kids, to the stress that you're facing at work. You know, you can be at work in your office and have just dealt with a stressful situation and deal with it right then and there with the tapping.
Now, is it important, Nick, to do all of the 9 points you mentioned? You talked about the top of the head, the eyebrow, the side of the eye, under nose, under eye, collarbone, underarm. Is it important to do all of those?
No, you don't have to every time. I mean, if you're sitting down and working on an issue, it's great to go through the whole process. But if you find yourself, for example, in a public place and something's stressing you out, you'd feel a little silly going through all the points, you can just tap simply on one of the points, like the karate chop point. You know, that's something you can do publicly without people really noticing. Mm-hmm. They just think you're fidgeting, if they even notice you. Mm-hmm. Or the collarbone point. So you can, one point is better than not doing anything.
You know, something you write about in your book, I think, interesting. You know, if you're doing this tapping and you are not seeing results, you say ask yourself these questions about change. There may be a resistance to change. Even though you say you want to change, you may not want to, because the question you're asking is, what will happen if this does change? How will other people feel about it? What pain might I experience if I make this change? What will I lose if I make this change? So if we're attached to that, we may not experience the release that we want, because in some way, we don't want to make the change subconsciously.
Yeah, and it's one of those things that, you know, when you think about it, it starts to make sense. At first, it can be tough to understand, wait, no, of course I want to change.
Right.
But when we dig deeper, we find that there's also, you know, there's reasons to change. Yes, yeah, certainly, I want to lose weight because I'll look better and feel better and be healthier. But then what's the downside of losing weight? Well, maybe I'll get more attention from men, or I believe that it's going to be a lot of hard work to do so, and that's not fun. So we have these other reasons why we like to stay stuck, and we like to stay safe in our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. Looking at these questions, addressing what's going on from the psychological perspective, and then doing the tapping on it can provide for really powerful results.
All right, and we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to open this up to callers for Nick Ortner, the Tapping Solution. Nick is really a worldwide pioneer in this. Did you invent this, Nick? Was this your kind of invention?
Sorry, I lost.
Did you invent? Did you kind of? Was this your creation?
No,
tapping?
No. I'm just one of literally thousands of people who share it with the world.
But you're a pioneer in this because you've brought it throughout the world.
Yeah, I've brought it to a lot of people. You know.
And again, Nick Ortner is the executive producer of the best-selling documentary, The Tapping Solution. Call us after the break at 438-WPRO-9776 or 800-321-WPRO-9776. I'm Patricia Raskin for Patricia Raskin Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO and 99.7 FM. We're also on the web at 630WPRO.com. Call us after the break for Nick Ortner, The Tapping Solution. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Patricia Raskin Positive Living, right here on News Talk 630 WPRO 99.7 FM, and we're on the web at 630WPRO.com. And my guest on the phone is Nick Ortner, who's the creator and executive producer of the hit documentary film, The Tapping Solution. He's also produced the annual worldwide event online, Tapping World Summit, which has been attended by over 500,000 people. He presents breakthrough tapping sessions around the world. He lives in Connecticut. His brand new book is The Tapping Solution, A Revolutionary System for Stress-Free Living. You can log on to thetappingsolution.com/book. Welcome back, Nick.
Thank you so much
for
having me.
All right. We have a caller, Tom from Portsmouth. Your question for Nick Ortner.
Yes, hi. Good afternoon. Hope you're dodging the raindrops out there. I want you to take this in a positive sense, how it's meant. What is the science behind this? And I have a follow-up to that as to why I'm asking that question.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great question, and I appreciate it because it does sound weird. It's like, why are we doing this? Well, there's in the past couple of years, there's been over 65 clinically researched, peer-reviewed, published studies, 10 different countries, 60 investigators. One in particular that I think is really interesting you'd like to hear about is there was three groups that were split up, and one did talk therapy for an hour, the other one was a control group, just sat there for an hour, and the other one did the tapping process for an hour, which is like talk therapy with the physical component. And they measured cortisol levels in the body before and after through saliva tests. And the talk therapy group and the didn't do anything group, negligible decline in cortisol levels. The tapping group had a 24% decrease in cortisol levels, the stress hormone in the body, in an hour, which was a stunning result for cortisol levels. So the research is coming out more and more on a daily basis, and I think that's part of the reason why, you know, the book is a New York Times bestseller, and things are really spreading with this technique, being used with veterans with PTSD, because the research is coming in, it's showing that it's working.
If I can follow up with a question,
sure.
Doctor, I appreciate it. Let me just say, I'm just a, you know, a layperson out here, but I have traveled extensively in Asia, into China in particular, and see how medicine operates over there, and also in Japan and in Southeast Asia. As you well know, they have a more holistic and different approach to a lot of things than we do.
Yeah.
But in this particular context, how much of this plays into the placebo effect? Let me give you something more specific.
Sure.
You know, my wife was a devotee of TM back in the day.
Yep.
And to reduce stress and produce endorphins and make you feel good, that was a technique that is well recognized, and many people have traveled that path and have good results with it. And I know that doctors in general, let's say Western medicine, recognizes the effect of a placebo, because it is actually, your brain does produce chemicals, and those endorphins are things that make you feel better, can be a result of that. In your mind, doctor, how do you define a placebo effect? And does your technique have any corollary to that?
Sure, that's a great question. And certainly, I think, you know, the placebo response plays a role in everything from Western medicine, obviously taking the pill, to doing all this stuff. I think belief plays a big part of it. What the latest research on the placebo effect itself has shown is that what looks to be happening there is actually connected to the relaxation response, right? That the body is finally relaxing and thus can heal. So, you know, anything that creates that response, whether it be taking a pill and someone believing it's happening, or doing meditation or yoga or using the tapping process, is all towards helping the body heal. Now, from my personal experiences, you know, a decade of sharing this tool with people, I have encountered so many skeptics, friends and family and people who are in a lot of physical pain, and they'd never heard of it. And I said, let's just try it right now. Let me show you this process. And the pain cleared out, you know, within minutes. So I saw that right from the beginning, where, you know, I wasn't wearing a lab coat or coming from an authority place. I said, let's just try this strange-looking technique, and I saw incredible results. So I personally believe it goes beyond the placebo response. And the clinical trials are showing that the results, the decrease in anxiety, the decrease in depression, especially with PTSD symptoms, are so dramatic that they go above and beyond the standard, you know, often 30 or 40% placebo response.
Can I ask a final question?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, we know, if you do any study, even as a lay person, that different parts of the brain record sort of different phenomena. In other words, I may see a red car. Red may be stored in one part of my brain and a car in another. Do you anticipate that there's some link between the tapping, which may be recorded in a different part of the brain, and what normally may be what I described earlier as a placebo effect, and they sort of work in tandem and work in different elements, different parts of the brain?
Mm. Yeah, you know, I think, I don't know for sure, but that's a great theory. You know, right now we're resting on, you know, some research studies, a ton of anecdotal evidence, literally tens of thousands of people, but then the next step is to come up with theories like this and try to prove them. So I appreciate you putting that forward.
Thank you so much, Tom, for calling, and thank you for your questions. We really appreciate it. So, Nick, let's give folks some other suggestions if they are examples. Stress, they're in a traffic jam, or, you know, they just hit something with their car. I'm talking about, you know, stresses that happen every day. They've just gotten a disappointment. Stresses, disappointments, loss, fear. They might have lost a job. Suggestions?
Yeah, well, just learn the basics of tapping. It's so easy to learn. You can learn it in the book. You can learn it at thetappingsolution.com. And once you identify what it is the issue is and go through the tapping points, you're going to feel relief in minutes. I mean, that's what's powerful about this process, that you will see that the stress has dropped, just like it did in that study, cortisol hormone levels dropped significantly. You will feel in your body that you have released the stress. So, you know, you can use it for a wide variety of things, and once you master the basics, the sky's the limit with it.
All right, so we want to tell people this is the Tapping Solution. It's EFT, which is the Emotional Freedom Technique, And what you people can do is log on to thetappingsolution.com, thetappingsolution.com/book. And do you give seminars around the world, but in this area as well, Nick?
Yeah, oftentimes our seminars are actually in Stamford, Connecticut. There's none scheduled right now, though we'll likely be running one later this fall. So, you know, if you sign up for the email list at thetappingsolution.com, you can learn about when we hold our next seminar.
All right. Final thoughts for our listeners about tapping. And this is a way of very simply just tapping on different parts of your body, very specific parts. And it's mostly your head, your face, correct, Nick?
Your head, your face, parts in your body. I mean, it's just, there's 9 endpoints throughout the body.
9 points. And try it again. And as you said, you had some tremendous results. And as I read when we first got on the air, Wayne Dyer, who's very well known, one of the things that he said is, I've worked with Nick and I've had great results with tapping in my own life. So, closing thoughts for our listeners.
Well, that I know it looks a little strange, it sounds strange, but the research is there and the results are there. So, you know, just spending a few minutes giving it a shot. You know, Wayne Dyer also said, put your skepticism aside, this works. You know,
Just
putting that aside for a second and then giving it a shot.
All right. Thank you, Nick Ortner, for being a guest on the program on Patricia Raskin Positive Living. Again, people can find you through the website?
Yeah, thetappingsolution.com.
Okay, thetappingsolution.com. Thanks so much for being on the program, Nick. Really appreciate it. All right, folks, and do log on, and you can find out where the workshops are as well. All right. Thanks again, Nick.